This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you love knowing all the biggest stories, you'll love the DJV podcast. Share the latest trending stories with your friends. Check out the DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
7 minutes past the hour, it is the DJV show. That stands for Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Doug is out today. He is on vacation, actually all week long, but the ladies are holding down or running the asylum, that's what I would like to say. I'm Jennifer Horn. Victoria Keelan is here. Kara Schillen is in Washington, D.C. And ladies, while the story, well, I guess the active story about the fires in California have kind of settled down. The campfire was contained over the weekend, but the story is now about recovery and rebuilding efforts for those people affected by both fires in California, the Woolsey Fire in Southern California, the campfire in Northern California. Sadly, because of the loss of life, the campfire has been getting a lot of attention and will continue to do so as the National Guard literally goes through and sifts through the wreckage from these fires. An entire community of Paradise, California just wiped off the map. And now the numbers are coming out that are so grim. 85 people were killed in what was not just California's deadliest fire, but the nation's deadliest wildfire in a century. 85 people dead, 249 are on a list of those unaccounted for. The number of missing has dropped in recent days because officials confirmed that more people were alive. That was really good news because that list had over 1,200 names on it of missing at one time. So our hats off to the people who are doing the due diligence of trying to track these people down to find exactly who is where and who is alive and who needs to be found. These crews are sifting through not only debris of homes, but they're also looking for human remains to try to provide families some closure. The fire began back in the beginning of November, November the 8th, in the Sierra Nevada foothills, and it spread across a huge space, 240 square miles, 19,000 buildings destroyed during this campfire. And when you look at this and you count your blessings, and we all just finished Thanksgiving just several days ago, you have to realize how lucky we are, not only that we didn't have to deal with this, but for these people, this is not only just a loss of life, but also the loss of all of their belongings and their homes. The homeless
and
problem is already
too.
Businesses, their livelihoods. This is already such a big issue for California that this is now adding 50,000 people to the number of homeless because of the campfire alone.
Wow. And there's already such a huge homeless problem in so many parts of California. As it is, they can't even seem to get a grip on helping people who are homeless. And to have this on top of that, oh. And, you know, one of the saddest things that I saw, a headline, they're taking, you can go into, if you believe that your relatives may be missing, you can go into the local police stations and they'll swab your cheek for DNA and then to try to match it up. That's just, talk about grim. And not knowing, you know, where your relatives are, if they're alive, if they're not, and then all of the animals that suffered too, and you just see so many heartbreaking stories. It's really devastating. And, you know, we talk about hurricanes a lot. We talk about blizzards a lot. But we don't have too many times where a natural disaster results in at least a minimum of 85 people dead. And so when you think about it in that way, loss of life, this is just such a tragedy. It's going to take a long time to rebuild that, too.
I heard the most incredible story over the weekend. I think I've talked to you guys about the fact that the Woolsey Fire, the one in Southern California, really impacted a lot of my friends and family members that are in this area of Thousand Oaks, Oak Park, and into Malibu Canyon. And so I was talking with one of my girlfriends who I hadn't had a chance to catch up with in a while, and she said,
her husband's parents were evacuated, as she and her husband were as well, but the parents ended up back in the house with them, and they were unable to get back to their home. They were really worried. They're in an area called Malibu Lake, which is really deep into Malibu Canyon, and they were evacuated, only able to take a few items. They weren't even given enough time to take their horses. They had Shetland ponies and some other horses on their property, and they weren't given the time to do that. And they were beside themselves, because not only were they worried for their house, but they were worried for their animals, and it was really tough on them. And so finally, the father drove out to try to get into the house just to check on the ponies, try to get them some food, see what the situation was. And a police officer stopped him, explained the situation. The police officer said, "We cannot let you in there. The fire is all around your neighborhood. We cannot do that." And he said, he explained to the police officer, "But my horses, you know, please, you know, my wife is very worried." They wouldn't let him in. So he was sent away. A couple days later, they got a call from one of their neighbors who was riding the fire out, and they said the entire neighborhood's destroyed, and the mother just dropped to the ground and was crying and was sobbing, and it was very dramatic. So my friend's father-in-law, after a couple of days had passed, they figured they were a total loss, but they wanted to go bury the horses because they figured the horses were probably gone. And so the mother didn't want to go, so the father went with my friend's husband, Jesse, and they drove out there. And they were walking around, or they pulled up to where they could go, and their house was standing, the only one in the neighborhood. Oh, their horses were fine. The Shetland ponies were fine. And they were walking around, like, in disbelief. The fire comes so close to their house that their hot tub melted, and all the water was released from their hot tub. And this firefighter was walking around and walks up to the father, and the father said, "Well, how did this happen?" And all of a sudden, he recognized the firefighter, and he realized it was the guy he had told the story to. And was when he was trying to get into the house, the firefighter had saved his house and was coming to feed his horses. He said, "I didn't save your horses just so that they would die of starvation." So he was coming with bales of hay so that he would feed the guy's horses.
Oh, my God. That and is incredible.
They saved him because the animals were there. So really interesting, a great tip of the hat to our first responders who do an incredible job in all areas of the country, not just in California. All right, so how about that? Everybody's okay there.
That is,
but their entire neighborhood's wiped out. Everything's gone
incredible.
Except for their house and their horses. Pretty incredible. All right, it is the holiday time, and you're thinking about holiday gifts, and Victoria, you've got an idea for someone who's maybe looking at giving the gift of a brighter smile, right?
It is the gift that I'm going
to
be giving to everybody this year.
Trying
it is
to tell
on
me something.
Yeah, no. Well, we already have them, but we have already taken care of our smiles. But I will definitely be giving this to everybody else in my family. It is the gift of Power Swabs. It is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, and it transforms your smile in 5 minutes. I really love using Power Swabs, and after only using it once, I actually saw results, which never happens with any of those messy trays or that little sticker thing you put on your teeth, and it just leaves that horrible taste in your mouth and that film. Power Swabs does none of that. It looks like a Q-tip. You pop it, you lock it, you swipe it on your teeth, and 5 minutes later, you've got an amazing brand new smile. So we've got an awesome offer coming up just right now for you. It's an exclusive offer. It's not available online. It's not available in stores. If you call now, call Power Swabs today, 800-208-1797. That's 800-208-1797. Call now for the gift that I'll be giving to all of my loved ones. It is the gift of an unforgettable smile.
Oh, that's a good gift. I like that. And you have a very nice smile, so it's perfect. All right, it is the DJV Show, a story of a Santa Claus doing good. We'll have that for you next. The DJV Show at 15 minutes past the hour.
Has falling asleep become a nightmare for you? You dream of getting a full night's rest, do you? Well, those days are long gone for me, and they can be for you, too, thanks to MyPillow. I sleep like a baby. I can do it. You can do it. Shouldn't have to adjust your pillow every night, all night long. MyPillow adjusts to the shape you want and need and stays there. So why don't you toss out those flat, worn-out pillows? Ugh. Some of the things in those pillows, you don't want to know what's there. Let MyPillow change the way you sleep. They're the one and only solution to your sleepless nights. MyPillow's made here in America. 100% machine washable, dryable cotton. Unlike those other pillows, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty. 60-day guarantee as well. Won't find that anywhere else. Buy one MyPillow, get the second one free. It doesn't make any difference. Any MyPillow, get the second one free. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code DJV to get the two for the price of one deal. That's the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com. Admit it, you probably want to eat in a more healthy fashion, but getting enough organic fruits and vegetables into your diet every day can be very hard to do. That's why I'm very excited to introduce you to Texas Superfood. Texas Superfood has created a blend of the best USDA organic vine-ripened fruits and vegetables, all in a convenient capsule or powder form. Dr. Dennis Black invented Texas Superfood over 20 years ago with one goal in mind, to help you get the all-natural nutrition you need and deserve. Texas Superfood Complete Organic makes eating healthy easy. Personally, I love knowing that every time I take Texas Superfood, I'm getting 55 naturally grown raw fruits and vegetables. So go to TexasSuperfood.com/Doug to see their full line of quality nutritional products. That's TexasSuperfood.com/Doug, or you can call them at 855-TEXAS-55, TexasSuperfoods.com/Doug.
At Mathnasium, we've transformed children's lives for 15 years. We build confidence, develop critical thinking, and boost math grades and scores. Whether your child needs to catch up or get ahead, our expert instructors and proven Mathnasium method provide the rock-solid math foundation they need for today and for their future. We're the authority in math education, trusted by more than 500,000 parents. Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math. Schedule your no-obligation first visit to one of our 900 centers today at mathnasium.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
17 minutes past the hour of the DJV show. Doug is out this week. Jen, Victoria, Kara Schillen, all in. Well, Dougie is out and enjoying some well-deserved vacation time. Now, the holidays are here, ladies. We are going to be giving you lots of good, feel-good holiday stories throughout the season. And this one is a great one. There's a real-life Santa Claus in Vermont, Victoria.
That's true. I know a lot of shoppers at Walmart in Vermont, in this particular area, the northeastern part of Vermont, they are very thankful for this unidentified man who calls himself Santa Claus. And so one shopper, her name is Julie Gates, she snapped a picture of this mysterious man who paid for her purchases that day, which amounted to about $200. And as he was walking away, you can't see his face, but you can see he's wearing a New England Patriots jacket. So we know he's a Pats fan, but other than that, no one knows anything about him. So when she posted on Facebook that this wonderful man he waited at the cashier while she and her mother and her grandmother did their shopping, and he told her he was going to pay for her stuff, and she was like, yeah, right, you know, that's not real. And after they finished all their shopping, he was still waiting there, and he paid $199 for all of her stuff. And apparently, he also paid off a lot of things that were on layaway for a bunch of other shoppers. So then she went home, she posted on Facebook about him, and other friends and neighbors started saying, well, you know what, I had the same experience with the same guy, and that he had actually paid for an $800 tab at that one couple had at Walmart, and they had all of their stuff on layaway. And so apparently in Vermont, you know, it's getting really chilly, the heating bills are rapidly rising, so to have this Santa Claus around paying off everybody's layaway for Christmas gifts is just, it seems like a holiday miracle, but it's a wonderful story, and we still don't know who he is, so it's kind of cool, I think, that he's still anonymous.
He was a little mad when he found out the guy was going to run up an $800 tab. He's like, oh, $199 a month.
He's like, really, dude? $800?
It is a good reminder, though, just, you don't have to spend $800 to buy someone's Walmart bill, but you know, yep. If you just do something little or something nice, bake some cookies and give them to your neighbor, just something that's out of the norm, it really does make a huge difference this time of year. It makes you feel good, it makes them feel good, and it's a win-win situation.
Absolutely. Yep.
That's my challenge to you guys.
I'm thinking right now, like, you know those stories where people go through a drive-through window and then they pay for the person in back of them? I love those stories, too. Maybe that's something I can do this year, for sure.
You know, I'm so disappointed with myself. I was in Starbucks a couple weeks ago, and I felt compelled to just do that and start it. I was having a bad day, and I didn't do it. So maybe I'll get on it this week. All right. That's my challenge to myself. I have to put my money where... Yeah, where my
That's
mouth
a good
is.
Challenge. I think everybody should do a little pay it forward moment this time of year.
Yeah, exactly. All right, we'll leave it there. It is the DJV show. We're getting in the holiday spirit at 21 minutes past the hour.
you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems, the smart blood pressure tracker.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It is the DJV show, and gosh, this is the time of year when we like to look at the Billboard music chart. Billboard is like the industry Bible as to what music does and how well it performs. Of course, this is hugely important to a lot of artists in modern music, but Billboard every year comes up with the top 100 Christmas songs. And you're listening now to number 71 on the list. We're running them down all throughout the season. This is O Tannenbaum by the Vince Guaraldi Trio. You big fans of them, Victoria?
Well, you're absolutely right, though. He's the trio.
Guaraldi?
I think it's Guaraldi. I don't know. Vince Guaraldi? That's how I've always said it. I have no idea, though. It could be a soft G, like you said. Could be Guaraldi. I don't know. But anyway, he is absolutely famous for writing all of the Peanuts characters for the music. So the Thanksgiving show, the pumpkin, and all of that, just the show in general, he did all of the Peanuts music. So you're right to think about Charlie Brown.
That's why I did.
Yep. Right on point.
All right, number 70 on the list. One of my favorite artists for holiday music, not necessarily for pop, but Mariah Carey. No one can come close. I know her voice is suffering a little bit, but for holiday music, she does it right. This is Oh Holy Night from Mariah Carey.
Long lay the world in sin and error pining till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices for yonder.
Now, do we know if she's going to be part of the Rockefeller Center, Christmas in Rockefeller Center, which is coming up on Wednesday on NBC?
I think that, like, it's part of her contract.
She's there every year.
That she has to be there.
It made me so sad a few years ago to see her perform All I Want for Christmas Is You, which until I think Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton released their song last year was probably my favorite modern Christmas song that really now is a Christmas classic.
Absolutely,
but she struggled last year at Rockefeller Center.
It is sad. Her voice back then was just so incredible. And she did so many Christmas songs, so at least we can listen to all of those. But yeah, new Mariah, oof, not great.
All right, well, let's move on. That's number 70. Again, we're reviewing the top 100 Christmas songs of all time from Billboard magazine. We are now into the 60s, number 69 on the list. One of my favorite boy bands, NSYNC. This is Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays.
This is news to me that this song exists. I have never heard it.
What?
And I like NSYNC. Yeah.
Oh, my God. This is a classic. This is always
I don't know how I've missed it. I don't know how I've missed it.
This is a big one. You don't remember that? Come on. This is good. They had a Christmas album, I think. Didn't they, Karen?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that they did. I think it was a requirement for most boy bands. They had to have a Christmas album.
Yeah, they had to wear the cheesy scarves, and Justin had to put his Santa hat on, and they had to dance around a little. It's how you do it. All right, number 68 on the list, Idina Menzel and Michael Bublé, Baby, It's Cold Outside.
Baby, it's cold outside.
I gotta go away.
Baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has been.
Hoping that you dropped in.
Very nice.
This is a nice version. This is cute. I've never heard this. I love this song.
Will start to
beautiful. What's your hurry?
You always got to think of Elf when you hear this one. Remember? She
yes.
Get in the shower.
Yep.
All right. That takes you to number 68 on the list. It's Billboard's 100 Best Holidays Hits of All Time.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Around 500 migrants who've been heading through Mexico for the U.S. border got there and stormed it yesterday. They stormed the border fence, and now the Mexican Interior Ministry says the group was rounded up and will be deported. U.S. border officers used tear gas to try to drive the group away from that fence. Millions of people across the Midwest are under quite a heavy blanket of snow that is now heading east and continuing to make a mess of travel. As we hear from Brian Hurley of the National Weather Service, who says it's on its way out of the Chicago area now.
By the time you get to Monday afternoon, that low pressure system lifts north of Lake Erie, and that'll take the heavy snow farther east.
Though not expected to hit northeast population centers, the campfire in Northern California finally fully contained, and this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
JV Show. Doug is out this week. The ladies are in charge. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. And it is trending time. Victoria, what is going on?
Well, the First Lady is trending. First Lady Melania Trump will appear this week alongside Demi Lovato's mother to discuss a very important issue, the opioid epidemic. Now, Demi Lovato, recently out of rehab, she had suffered in July. She had suffered from an overdose, and she was taken to the hospital. She was in pretty bad shape, and then she did 2 months of rehab. That was a relapse for her. She had been in rehab at least one or two other times before that. So Demi Lovato's mother, whose name is Diana Hart, she obviously, this is an issue that's very, very close to her heart. And so she will be appearing with First Lady Melania Trump at an event at Liberty University in Lynchburg, Virginia. The event is scheduled for Wednesday, and they will both be speaking about the opioid epidemic. They'll be joined by the university president, Jerry Falwell, and his wife, Becky, as well as Homeland Security Secretary Kristen Nielsen and and Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar, and former Fox News host Eric Bolling will also be there. Now, we remember he lost his son in September of 2017 to an opioid overdose. So this is a lot of people who are directly affected by this, and I think it's so important to put a really big spotlight on this epidemic and really make sure that we are holding all of our elected officials accountable and in their pursuit of trying to get a handle on this. But it's just devastating when you...
It's not a poor person's problem. I think a lot of people think that that this is, you know, drug abuse of any kind is, oh, it's over there, it's them. But with opioids, you can have back surgery and become an addict. You can... It's not just recreational. These are people who have functional living, that are living lives that end up addicted to this stuff. Really serious. And you're right about Eric Bolling's son. What I wonder about Demi Lovato is... Is she on board with this? And I don't mean politically. I don't mean because, you know, it might be a political difference, because I don't think the drug issue should be political.
Right.
But is she, has, how open has she been? Because I admittedly don't know about her story and her struggle. I feel like she's been living a pretty quiet life since she got out of rehab.
Yeah, she has been. She posted, I think she got out of rehab in time to vote. That's the last post that I really saw from her. She posted a picture of herself, at the polls. So, but beyond that, she has been laying low. She's been apparently living in sort of like a halfway house, which sounds terrible, but it's like a sober house.
Like a sober living, yeah.
Yeah. And so I think that's where she is right now. And so she is taking her sobriety seriously. She's been very open in the past about her mental health issues. I have never heard her speak specifically about what type of drugs she has been using or was using. When she had the overdose, it was just labeled as an opioid overdose, and that her assistant was able to give her, is it the Narcan?
That's right.
That stuff, yeah, that saved her life. So obviously there, and that stuff specifically stops an overdose from opioids. So some type of opioid is what she was using when that happened. I don't know if her mom, this might be new territory for her mom, but I'm not positive about that. Maybe her mom has been working towards this as, you know, this is maybe a cause that she's been working on all along, and now it's getting more high profile because she's going to be with Melania Trump, so I'm not sure. But it's certainly something that everyone should be talking about. And if you think about it, like you said, people have like hip surgery. Older people have hip surgery, back surgery, and then they get addicted to the pain pills. And this is, I think at this point, when you see so many people addicted to opioids in this country, you don't have to go too far removed, I think, to kind of everybody. You can go maybe just a few people removed, and then you have someone in your own life that's affected by it too.
Yeah, no doubt. It's you know, addiction just in general, whether it's alcohol or nicotine or some type of drug, there's nobody on the planet who it doesn't touch. We always talk about how cancer has gotten so big and so prevalent in people's lives that you can't find someone who hasn't been touched by it. The same thing is true certainly with addiction, but more specifically to drill in, I think the opioid crisis has gotten big enough where now we all know somebody who has gotten addicted to these types of drugs. So some of them are lucky enough to make it out and they tell their story, and good for Demi Lovato's mom for doing that. All right, another study out today, this one from the Journal of Scientific Reports. It's where I get it every single week at my doorstep. It shows that our preference for coffee and tea can be explained by our ability to detect bitterness. This is really interesting. The researchers from Northwestern University studied data from 400,000 participants, both men and women, and the results show that the more sensitive a person is to the bitter taste of caffeine, the more coffee they actually drink. So, what makes you more or less sensitive to bitterness? Apparently, this has everything to do with genetics, and it's also true of tea and wine at varying degrees. Add in water, and these are my four basic drinking groups.
Even more interesting, the researchers explain that we technically shouldn't like the taste of coffee at all because our bodies and brains interpret bitterness as a warning sign that something could be harmful. It'd be easy to assume that being able to detect the bitterness in these beverages would decrease a person's affinity for them, but it turns out to be exactly the opposite. The positive reinforcement these people receive from caffeine, coupled with their ability to detect bitterness, is enough to rewire their brain into loving coffee. So, ladies, since I love coffee, and I'm the only one here that I think drinks coffee, does that mean that I'm going to be more susceptible if I'm stuck in the forest, not that this would ever happen, and I eat a berry, and it's supposed to, my brain should tell me that I shouldn't eat it? Is that gone now since I've rewired my brain?
That's a really, you know, that's a great question. I don't know.
Will I die eating a berry?
Yeah. Are you? I don't know. That's a really good question. Are we susceptible if we like coffee and tea and wine? And I love the taste of coffee. It's just the caffeine doesn't sit well with me, but that's something that I do miss. I just, like, yesterday I had a cup of decaf because I just needed to have some flavor of coffee. And both my parents are coffee drinkers, and my dad's a wine drinker, so I guess I've inherited all the same genetics that you did. Our genetic predispositions.
We're mutant freaks. Kara, do you like the taste of coffee?
I don't like the taste of coffee.
You think about it for a minute.
I didn't have to think about it for a minute. I like the taste of tea, but I do know a lot of bitterness. I know a lot about bitterness myself, so I'm surprised I don't like coffee.
Yeah, we work with you're a bitter person.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say.
All right, we have a great opportunity to tell you about. You've heard of Black Friday, Cyber Monday. Well, we have a new Tuesday program to tell you all about. It is the DJV show at 42 minutes past the hour.
Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, safe, natural. So let's talk about the other benefits of using Calotren besides just losing the weight.
Our website's really informative, and it goes into detail about how it helps with those side benefits. You know, I've heard people say that it's great for digestion, you know, acid reflux. That collagen protein, it is a healing supplement. Your body is going to use it where it needs it the most. You know, we also like to tell customers, too, when you're talking about for the weight loss, this is not lose 10 pounds in 10 days. But when you're talking about losing the weight the right way, which even doctors will tell you, 1 to 2 pounds a week, that's healthy weight loss where you can maintain it, where you can keep it off even after you get off this product. That's what you're looking for with Calitrin. You know, this is healthy weight loss.
Available at toploss.com. 10% off. If you use the DJV code, plus if you're buying more than 3 bottles, you get the fourth one free. Toploss.com. Using the code DJV. Is your back a problem? Is it slowing you down, making the simplest of tasks seem impossible? I got some great news for you. Purity Products has the Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula. Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula is what it's called. It'll get you on track, and they want you to try it free. That's right, free! The clinically tested herbal formula provides you with the back comfort, flexibility, joint support that you absolutely have to have. My lower back pain used to get the best of me, but after starting on this formula, I noticed a big difference. I'm walking better, enjoying life, and now you can do it as well. Purity Products has your back, the ultimate lower back relief formula. What are you waiting for? At no cost, you can have your free bottle. Get it now. Just pay shipping. Call 800-291-4180. That's 800-291-4180. Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula, yours for the asking at 800-291-4180.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
It's the DJV show. Doug is out this week. Jen, Victoria, and Kara holding down the fort. And ladies, you have heard about Black Friday. We've heard about Cyber Monday. Well, Giving Tuesday is upon us. And here to fill us all in is Evan Feinberg. Evan, welcome to the DJV show.
Good morning, Jen and Victoria.
Well, take us through what exactly Giving Tuesday is, because I'm thinking I can get behind this. We're spending $7 billion over the holiday weekend. What can we do to make things better in the world besides just buy Christmas presents for each other?
Well, Giving Tuesday is a pretty exciting opportunity for Americans to think about how they can really contribute to help people to improve their lives and transform their lives. At Stand Together, we're focused on breaking the cycle of poverty, and we do that by finding the most innovative, the most effective nonprofits, we call them social entrepreneurs, from around the country, And then what we're doing on for this Giving Tuesday is helping Americans who've been saving money on Black Friday and on Cyber Monday to really engage in an even better deal, and that's to essentially pay it forward to help people to improve their lives. And what we're doing is we're matching every contribution to our amazing group of nonprofits that stand together.
That's really cool. So take us through, because there's a campaign that you're starting, this Make It Count campaign that starts. It's now through Giving Tuesday, which is November 27th. And there's an opportunity that is you're going to actually match all of these donations, right?
Yeah. Well, what Americans are looking for this holiday season is to make everything count, right? They're looking for the best deals when they're shopping for themselves. And when they think about helping others, they want to make it count. And so what we're doing is we're helping them by finding the very best nonprofits, social entrepreneurs from around the country. We've vetted thousands of organizations to build a network of the very best. And then not only are we enabling individual Americans to contribute to those nonprofits, but we're really making it count by doubling their investment and matching every contribution through this Giving Tuesday.
So who exactly, Evan, does this help? Because I think when we think broadly about helping people, obviously everybody goes, yes, 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 but maybe we don't know how to drill down exactly to who this is going to actually impact. What does it look like in these communities, and who gets the benefit from it?
Yeah, so there are nearly 40 million Americans living in poverty right now. 18 million of those are in extreme poverty, which means they're living on less than $2 per day.
Wow.
Those 18 million individuals are often in persistent poverty, where it's a cycle of poverty for themselves and for their children. And so at Stand Together, we have essentially six big areas of investment that we focus on. I don't have to walk through all of them, but as an example, it's those that are chronically jobless and can't find meaningful work, or those that are homeless or struggle to find stable housing, or a really important area for us is the criminal justice system. Those that have been incarcerated find it very difficult to find a second chance. And for most of them, it's often not even, they find it difficult to find a first chance to really live a productive and meaningful life. And so at Stand Together, we're helping to bring the people from around the country into the opportunities that we've found to truly transform the lives of the least fortunate.
Now, go ahead, Victoria.
Oh, Evan, I was just going to say, how can people get involved and donate? Because this is such a great, it's a great organization that you have, and the Make It Count campaign for Giving Tuesday is just, it sounds really wonderful. And I love that you guys have all gone and vetted these organizations, because so many times, especially around the holidays, it's difficult to know who to really give your money to. So how can people donate to the Make It Count campaign?
Absolutely. So the website is standtogetheragainstpoverty.org. And when your listeners go to that website, they will find the hundred organizations that we've vetted and put forward at Stand Together for their contributions. If they make a contribution to any of those 100-plus organizations, we will match their contribution through Giving Tuesday. So standtogetheragainstpoverty.org.
StandTogetherAgainstPoverty.org. And what I love here, Evan Feinberg, is that you can actually do something. You feel good about this. You could even give this as a gift. Your donation could be a gift to someone on your shopping list, which is a great thing. But these organizations that you found not only help people in their moments of need, but also give them a hand up, right? They help them kind of redo their lives a little bit to get on a better path.
Absolutely. I can give you a couple examples. One of my favorite organizations is a group called The Phoenix that's based out of Denver, Colorado, but is now all over the country. And The Phoenix is a peer-to-peer addiction recovery program that has half the relapse rates of the very best clinical programs around the country. It's a fraction of the cost of those very expensive clinical programs, but the people that go through The Phoenix actually overcome their addiction. And in the process, The Phoenix is removing stigma around addiction for those around the country.
Really
so
important.
It's an extremely effective organization and a great opportunity.
Great stuff. Evan Feinberg, thank you so much. StandTogetherAgainstPoverty.org is the website. Make it count. StandTogetherAgainstPoverty.org. More up.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
On the DJV show, Doug is out this week. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. We're holding down the fort. The ladies are in charge. And joining us, our one brave man, Tom Kreitler from the Money Pit, is here each and every time, or each and every day at this time during the week. And Tommy, it is the time when I would imagine you probably get the most SOS calls from people looking for help, because not only do you have outdoor decorations, indoor decorations, but no matter what, it was Thanksgiving, my dishwasher broke. These are the things that happen around the holidays, right?
That's right. Dishwashers, disposers clog. You know, you have all these family and friends come over. You have all kinds of problems with your plumbing systems. So, yeah, it's a time when houses get pretty stressed out. And it's also the time when that very first heating bill of the season starts to show up in your mailbox. And you're like, oh, my God, I forgot this bill was so expensive, and it's only going to get worse over the next few months. So we also spend a lot of time figuring out what we can do to kind of cut those costs.
And what's really cool is that you have a newsletter, Tom, and we're going to get to some questions because we've got some listeners that have written in with questions for you. But if you want to get, you can do that, by the way. You can send us messages on Facebook or on Twitter for Tom, and he'll answer your questions here. But you have a really helpful newsletter that tackles some of these big projects, and it gives you tips for how to deal with not only winter but the holiday season and beyond. How do people get that?
Yep, that's on moneypit.com. You sign up right there, and we do give you tips and advice with the season every single week. Comes out on Friday mornings, so check it out at MoneyPit.com.
MoneyPit.com. All right, let's get some questions in here. Robin writes and says, I want to convert my electric range to a gas range, but the installer told me they could not because the local code requires 18-inch clearance and our clearance measured 17 and a quarter. Is that a
fact? So close, yet so far. It's true. You do need to have 18 inches of clearance between the range and the cabinet above. But the solution here is pretty simple because range cabinets are naturally shorter than your typical wall cabinet. So what I would do, Robin, is I would pull that range cabinet off. I would simply move it up the 3/4 inch and put it back in. Now you're thinking, well, that means it's not going to line up at the top. I say, so what? Cover it all with a piece of molding and nobody's going to know the difference. So very simple solution to that problem, Robin. But it points out that you need to be very careful with those types of measurements. You know, and speaking of which, you know, I'm always talking about the need to inspect your lights and your wiring before you put it up for the holidays. And I took my own advice last week when we were setting up our lights, and I actually found a decoration piece that is a little sort of ceramic fireplace that had a little light inside, like a night light. Mm-hmm. It's been in our family for many years. And we were pulling it out of the box and looking at the wire, and I noticed that the wire had been overheating. It was actually bubbling up the plastic near the plug. I'm like, wow. This is not good. So, of course, I threw that out. But, you see, that can happen at any time to anybody. I don't know why we missed it last year when we put it away, but I put a picture of it up on our Facebook page. You can check out the fire that never was because I followed our own advice and checked that out. So if you are doing some holiday decorating, make sure you're careful, especially with those old decoration items.
Yeah, absolutely. Great tips there, Tom, because I know that's relevant to what people are doing right now. All right, Sarah has a question for you. She said, my bedroom door is not closing properly. She thinks it was installed on an angle. What's the best way to make this small adjustment? I don't want to run the risk of ruining the door, so should I just sand down the parts that are scraping the door frame? And I actually am having the same problem, Tom. What do we do?
It's one way to do it. You have to remember that a door actually moves in several directions. You know, it's going to move in the opening, sort of tilting up and tilting down. It can lean in, it can lean out. So what you want to do is identify where it's sticking and at the opposite end of the door, see what you can do to pull that door away. So for example, if you close your door and the handle's on the right, you're closing it and it's sticking right above, the opposite side, the hinge that's down towards the bottom, if you tighten that hinge, what it will do is it'll pull that door down from where it sticks at the opposite corner. So think about how you can move the door in the opening, not just cutting away the door material. You'd be surprised, for example, if you took out a normal screw that goes into the hinge and you put in a longer screw, like one that was 2 or 3 inches long, and you could drive it in there with a drill and a screwdriver bit, it will actually sort of pull that hinge a little bit tighter into the jam and it can move the entire door. So if you think about moving the door opposite of where it's sticking, that's actually an easier way than cutting it or sanding it.
That's great tips. All right. I want to remind everybody that you can get Tom's newsletter. He'll address all of these questions a whole lot more. You can find it, Tom, at the website, right? MoneyPit.com.
Yep, MoneyPit.com.
And we can also send questions. If you want to do it, you can Facebook us. You can find us on Facebook, on Twitter, at DJV Show, and send us all of your questions for Tom because he is very helpful when it comes to not only holiday lights but also fixing my dishwasher. You said he'd come over today to take a look at it. So, Tom, we appreciate you for that. Tom Kreitler, MoneyPit.com. Get the newsletter. It is the DJV Show at 58 minutes past the hour.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.